Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place.
Edit this part out.
I am going to. Okay, let's start from the beginning and let's see if I can get, if my reception is better. Let me call them in one more time, Archangels.
Okay, so we're at.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see what happens.
All right. Who are we speaking with?
Uriel.
Of course.
Ariel.
Mm-hmm. Ariel, okay. Okay. Tom, what's up?
Oh, Archangel Gabriel's here too. Okay, sorry. I just heard his name.
Oh, okay. I don't think he's ever come through for me. But anyway, not important. Okay, so starting from the top with, in regards to current events with the overturn of Roe versus Wade, I have a few questions here on that. So with this change, who is this law going to affect the most in terms of like demographics and such?
Many people will be affected directly. He wants to say that many people who support this overturning, they're not going to change. They have fought for this message and thus will keep it regardless of what the consequences are. Those that will be affected or those that are affected or will be affected, sorry, are those who are, this is interesting. He said underdeveloped areas, which I think he means poor, but I heard underdeveloped areas. Those who will need assistance, support, financially, but from other women is what I heard. I'm just going to tell you what he said also. He said from other women and other healers. I don't know. I heard that, so I'm just going to say it. Others who wish to give their time, their resources, their connections. This is what will be needed or what you'll need. I'm asking again for more specifics on who else will be affected. He said, yes, poor women. Women who are not in a state to help themselves. Women who are in relationships of which they have no control. Women who have been subjugated to men. Others too will be harmed, he said. Men who are forced to see what this will do to their wives, their sisters, their loved ones. It will affect all, in a manner of speaking. Those who are ill, ill pregnancies is what he said. They will be affected, tormented, inside. It will be difficult or a challenge. And that is why we must help one another. Make a plan. Give back. Elevate one another. Provide help. That is what I heard.
Okay. What can we do to help?
First word I heard was resources. Okay, I'm just going to say what I heard, which he said, submit yourself, meaning help other people. Provide help. He said, if you have like a connection with someone who can help with travel, then help. Provide assistance. Support other people. I just keep hearing financially. That's how people are going to need assistance, financial support. Support other women equally. Regardless of where they're from. Regardless of their color. Regardless of their beliefs. Help them. Find a way. That is what I heard.
Okay. I'll go to the next question. So with this, what will happen with contraception?
Okay. They will try to push through. Okay. I don't know if I heard this correctly. I'm like, should I say this out loud? I'm going to use a different word. I'm going to use a different word because I feel like it is more appropriate, and I'll tell you later. But I heard they're going to try to push through some sort of law, yes. But it will not be employed, regardless of what they think of their plan. It won't work. It's just not going to happen, they said. No.
Okay, that's good. So yes. That includes does it seem like they're going to try to get rid of like birth control and condoms and all of that, or? And
okay, I heard intrauterine contraception is what I heard. No lie.
Is that the IUD thing?
Yes. Yes. Okay. That is what I just heard. That's what they're going to try. And I feel like it's strange, Aaron. I'm like sitting in the Planned Parenthood right now and I can just see everything. And I feel like, yes, that is what they're aiming for. But I just heard it will not be approved.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Okay. And then actually, I want to go back to the part where you were saying help. So what help and resources, like, are there any resources? Because sometimes people don't have like the financial means. Are there organizations or companies or some sort of organization, I'll say, that can help with resources?
The one thing that I saw or I heard was like networks through social media. There will be networks through social media. Like if people in their communities, if there aren't any organizations that can help them, they will be able to find somebody online that will connect them with somebody.
Okay.
There will be means. I just heard there will be means customized for that person if they seek. I literally heard the word customized.
And will these resources be safe enough for people in those states that have these strict bans for them to not be persecuted, or even, you know, for it to a box that just is blank box that doesn't say anything that to signify where it came from? You know,
there are fringe groups. I just heard there are fringe groups who are willing to do anything. Did I hear this correctly?
Yes.
Wait a minute. This is not going in the direction that I thought he was going to say. So let me just finish his sentence. He said there are fringe groups who are willing to do anything to help, not to hurt, but to help other women find relief and support. Which is a good thing. I thought he was going to say something else.
No, that's good.
That's very good. He said interlocking support systems from one woman to the next. It is like if they reach out to someone on social media, for example, they'll connect them with someone who will connect them with someone who will connect them with someone who will help them. And it's like this chain that's connected of women.
It's like willing the Twitter to do whatever. Effect.
I guess.
put it on Twitter and they can find anybody.
Yeah. Yes. Okay,
what about
a safe haven? I just heard they will find a safe haven.
Yeah. As you're saying this, I don't know why. And this is probably not the best like image to get, but I'm getting in my mind. I'm like getting like Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
Like that's how I'm seeing this, which is weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about,
and that's what he meant by a new system earlier, by the way, is what he just said.
That's good. I like that. That's good.
Me too.
That at least in this shitty darkness, that at least makes me feel good that there's like, you know, there's going to be resources out there for people. And, you know, cause I'm here in California and I know it's not going to be like that, but you know, again, you never really know, but at the same time, we're much more open-minded here. So
Yeah.
But what about these, I guess, the states that are now trying to put in, you know, state bans on and stuff like that? Like, is that going to happen more? Are they going to try to make it like a law of the land for to ban abortions?
You mean across like the entire
across
nation?
The U.S. Yeah, across the U.S. Like, what can you say on that?
He's saying. He's saying there will be a limit to this, actually. Not all states will be affected, even if they try. Even if they try, I heard, a national ban, it will not be allowed, is what I just heard. Even if they try it.
Good.
Yeah. And it's so funny as he's speaking, I literally can see states lit up and certain ones not lit up. And the states that I'm seeing that are lit up are the ones that are going to be protected, like by California and any other Democratic states. Like I can see them lit up and he's just showing me like, they will try, but it's not going to happen. The states will protect themselves is what I just heard.
Thank God.
From a national ban is what he just said. Yeah. They will not cooperate. I just heard that too. The states that like California, they're not going to cooperate with what they want to happen with what the government, like whoever is in power essentially wants to happen.
Good. That's how it should be. Okay. Anything else, or should I go to the next question?
Go ahead and go to the next question. I'll see if anything comes up.
All right. So then the next question is, will more people die from complicated pregnancies if they're not able to get an abortion?
Okay. I'm just going to tell you what he said. He said substantially. That's what I heard. Many people will be affected by this. It's interesting because he's saying that, I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. Like, it depends. Like, this is so difficult because I feel like he's trying to like show me little things and I can't piece it all together. Let me see if he'll be more clear. Can you repeat the question one more time?
Yeah. So will more people die from complicated pregnancies now that they're trying to ban abortions?
Okay, he said yes. It is inevitable, is what he just said.
Will they do anything about it?
Will who do anything?
I guess the government. Will they realize, okay, our numbers are going up because of our stupidity. Let's make a shift or a change.
I just heard they will not. I just heard they will not.
Can the states do it if it's not the national?
It depends. Okay, let me uncomplicate this. So he's saying that it depends on the free will of the people, meaning it depends on who you put into power in your state and their beliefs. If their beliefs do not align, then women will continue to pass from these illnesses, if you will. If you vote for an extremist, then nothing's going to be done.
Thanks.
Yeah. Regardless of the outcome is what he said. It's not going to matter. If you vote for someone like this, then They don't care.
Jeez, okay. So then what he's saying is that it's important to vote.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of like beat the dead horse.
I just heard him say, vote for your life.
Vote for your life. That should be the next saying. Vote for your life.
Vote for your life. Yep. And vote for your heart is what he said.
Okay. Next question.
He also wants me to go back and say, because I was struggling with this question, he said, you know, the people are not going to cooperate. And I'm trying to clarify which people, the people in government or like the people. These people, the anti-choice, anti-women people, that's what I like to call them. He said, these people are not going to cooperate. They make demands on you. They want you to heed their will, their belief system, to heed their laws. Regardless of what you think, regardless of how it will affect you, it is their law or none at all. Be apprised of this. Be mindful. This is their wish. Interesting. Okay. I don't know. That's what he said.
So they just want to control.
Yes. They want you to submit to their will. They want you to give in is what I just had heard. Sorry. Now I just heard not all of them are extremists. Some really believe in what they are saying. Some really believe that you are ending life. They want to prevent this. Others do not believe, but they cooperate nonetheless. For power, they deceive themselves. They deceive the people. They do it for themselves. That's what I got.
Evil people. Okay. Will Roe versus Wade be restored in the future?
It can be overturned once again, meaning restored. But it will take a village, an army of women, is what I heard, who believe once again that they are free from tyranny. Damn. From tyrannical thought, he wants to clarify. It will take that freedom from these shackles. It will not be quick. It's going to take a lot, is what he said, for people to believe. In freedom. Not the freedom that is being espoused, that isn't free, but true freedom, true power. It will take time. But you must, what did you say? We must stand together. There we go. Oh, got it. It was like hanging out there. We must stand together, support one another, help one another. Uplift each other. That will matter. That's how I got.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're like, yeah, that's what I got. Okay.
It's like, I can see, because I can see Aaron, like what he's showing me is a bunch of people standing all next to each other and we're all holding signs and we're screaming at the White House. Okay. I keep seeing it. Like, I can't shake the image. Like, everybody is banding together. That's what I see.
Yeah. I mean, what was that video I mentioned earlier with them throwing Stephanie from Full House, literally like 20 feet, it seemed like, on the freeway. But anyway, I mean, that's what people need to do. I think it's, you know, we've gotten really lazy. Yeah. But 70s would be disappointed in us.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the next question excuse me, is, wait, there was one I was holding. Okay. So what about other rights, like same-sex marriage or interracial marriage? What will happen? What will they try to do with those, or what will they do with those?
Okay, let me first ask about same-sex marriage.
Okay.
They will go after this, is what I got. They will try hard, is what I got. First, in the red states. Ooh, yikes. They would like a national ban, is what I just heard. All states. And then I just heard this will not be. I just heard they do not want equality, but there will be. And I heard again, it will not be approved, even if they try. Okay, let me ask the other one, interracial marriage. Unless you had more questions about that.
No, that's all I can think of. I mean, how, you know, as they're going through the process, how is that going to affect, you know, the LGBT community? Because in some states that are
not as open. I heard they will be grieved. They will be grieved. They'll feel attacked by their own government. Okay, I'm not going to say that. I see people protesting because it's like, it's going to be out in the open that they do want a law against it, and people will protest against it. I can see it. But it's not going to happen. He just told me again. It will not be permitted. I think there's going to be an insane number of protests over the next few years. That's all I keep seeing everywhere, every state. I'm like, I'm seeing it everywhere. Like, you know, rights. People want their rights. People want to be heard. But people are, yes, that community is going to feel very attacked. And I heard him use the word vitriol. Like, there's going to be a lot of hate. But it's not going to happen.
Okay, people are so mentally fucked up. Anyway, okay, what about interracial marriage?
I heard this will not happen quickly. I just heard it will not again. Like,
it's ridiculous. I mean, the thought of that is just freaking baffles my mind that somebody thinks that that's an issue.
I know.
That's okay. I'll keep my comments to myself, but yeah. Okay. What about what can they tell us about this? What was that thing we were talking about earlier? The white life movement or whatever you want to call it.
Oh yeah. What do they want to tell us about that? Oh.
Yeah.
He said many people are driven by hatred of the other. they want what? They want a restoration of the old something, of the old, well, they put, I guess I'm putting quotes around world, of how it has been before. Separation is what he said.
So they mean slaughter?
No, separate.
That's how I should interpret that.
Segregation is the word. Sorry. Is it segregation? That's what he wants. That's what they want.
They want to go back to where everything was segregated and then go back to where anyone who wasn't white had no soul. Is that what it was? And then they were just killed off. Like, that's how I'm interpreting that episode. Anyway, okay. Okay.
Take a breath. Take a breath is what he just said.
Next question. Is there a possibility to impeach the Supreme Court justices?
You know, let me ask again because I don't know if I heard correctly.
ask all three of them. Make sure it's the right answer.
I got this choice, so I'm just going to say it. No, they will not be impeached. No, is what I heard lifetime appointment. That's what I heard. That no, they will not be.
So there's no way for us to change it to where the Supreme Court is more in a term rather than life appointment? At any point in the future?
Sorry, my mom is like calling on the other end. Hold on. I can't end it because of where the picture is. Send a voicemail. Okay, 1 second. Sorry. Okay, you still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I had to end that. 1 sec. Ask your question again.
So there is no way for us to, or is there a way for us to change their lifetime appointment to a term, like a 6-year term or 4-year term?
It's interesting because I heard it will be challenged, these lifetime appointments, at some point. They will be. But it will not succeed, is what he just said.
What? That's bullshit, Tom.
This will continue. This is what will be, arguably, is what he just said. Many people do not agree with these current appointments. With the length, that's what he just said. They think it should be limited. But it will not change.
Well, I keep hearing about the government is going to be restructured. I've even gotten that in my own readings in a few years. And so even with that restructure, they're going to keep these assholes in power. Tell them verbatim. Mm-hmm.
He says, yes, indeed, there will be a change to the way your government stands. Certain systems will change. Let me ask him again. Did I hear that right? Did you say Robinson or no? Okay, I'm going to say this. Some are built upon rock, others are built upon sand. So he did say that, okay? Certain systems will need to change to benefit the will of the people. To make it so that the people are heard and so that improvements are made. For a government to stand, it must heal the wounds of the people. And this will take time. A number of years is what he just said. For you to reach a point where your system has changed that will benefit you So I'm asking about, again, the Supreme Court in the future. But here's what is interesting. He says this too, though, needs to change. People will be hesitant to change that, is what he said. Because it is a system that has been long in place. That one will be a challenge, is what he just said.
The challenges are not impossible.
And he said they aren't.
Okay, this one just popped into my head. So, I was going to say our Ten Commandments. Not our Ten Commandments. What the heck?
Are you drunk?
not yet. I should be. Oh my God, why am I blanking out? Our amendments. There we go. Right? That's the right word, right?
Sure.
So the amendments, will some of those be changed? Because a lot of those laws were written over 200 years ago and are extremely outdated and antiquated and don't even apply to current modern day life, you know, when you really think about it. So will we be able to update those? Will we be able to add, you know, abortion rights to that and other items?
He said it likely will not. Things that have been in place for a considerably long period of time, people are hesitant to change them.
Yeah.
Therefore, there is a likelihood that it will not.
Okay. Are they going to try to introduce any more voter suppression laws?
There will be attempts, is what he said, in many areas to suppress the will of the people, to have their vote matter or vote count. There will be many various attempts all over the place.
Is there anything we can do to reduce
that? So that there will be an advantage for them to win easily.
Of course.
What did you say?
I said, is there anything that can be done to help in some of these areas to help with that?
He said local leadership, meaning we have to vote in new leadership at the local level.
Yeah. Is there a way to have laws against that? Again, control, there's no freedom with that.
It's so weird because I don't know if I'm getting this right. Let me ask him again. He's saying that the laws have been structured so that there are loopholes, Aaron.
Of course.
Loopholes that will entitle them or that allow them to suppress in various ways, to limit people's ability to even get to the polls. Making it so that the voter polls are so far away. Making it so that the lines are long. Making it so in places where there's a lot of heat, that there's no coverage for people to stand. So that they are, you know, really hot, standing out in the sun is what he's showing me.
Yeah.
This is designed so that people will leave, give up, go away. And so that their voices cannot be heard. Disenfranchisement of a population is what I just heard. But many are trying to challenge this. Many are trying. And you know who he's showing me? Stacey Abrams.
Who?
Stacey Abrams. in Georgia?
I don't follow that.
I know.
I'm blanking. I'm thinking Ten Commandments. I'm blanking.
He's showing me her work and the active effort that she is doing with number of people to address voter suppression is what he's saying. He said right now, though, the next election, it will be debilitating because they are going to make it hard for many people to participate in their own government. Ooh, I just heard that. And that is true.
Ridiculous. Okay. Let me look at the next question. Okay, so I guess us as light workers, what can we do to help?
With which part?
I guess all of this. Like, actually, that was the question. But and I'm realizing, like, what can we do to help with abortions? What can we do to help with these voter suppressions? What can we do to help to get these people out of office, essentially?
Oof, those are some big questions, Aaron. Okay, he said suppression first. Let's talk about that. He said, he said that some of the laws that these cities, I guess, or some of their practices need to be brought to court, like need to be sued, to be brought to the light, to the justice system, is what he just said. Okay. The laws that they put in place to make sure that certain types of people can't vote, or polling places, what he just said, that... the number of polling places need to increase in certain areas because they have deliberately decreased the polling areas. Making sure that your local community has transportation to get to the polling places. He said there are a number of things that you can do for this. But they are going to try hard anyways, what he said, to suppress the majority. But he said a lot of these practices need to be brought to the light, to the justice system, to be knocked down. And it will take time, is what he said. Prejudice is what I also just heard too. Harmful practices is what he said.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to... you said getting rid of all these people in government.
All those light workers held their hands, sung kumbaya, did some manifesting to get rid of them, you know, prayer candles, crystals, blah, blah, blah. Is there anything that we could do to help that?
Hold on. Let me see. He says, everyone must take a stand against what they see is wrong, what they see happening here. We all have a plan. We all have a destiny that will manifest, but we must be willing to participate and cooperate with each other to make man's greed, lust for power, come to a halt. This is divine energy. You will reach that point. Voices must come together. Denounce what man has made. It is your energy that will do this. As you speak together, as one being, as one willpower of divine energy, you must make a stand or take a stand against these things and connect each other Hold on. I know he's saying more. A force for good. Lift each other up. Remember who we all are or who each other is, I guess is what he's trying to say. First and foremost. Remember your beingness. Remember your light. But take a stand nonetheless. Act with integrity. Be kind. Help one another. And always speak truth to power. That will help you along. And you will manifest this as you stay awake in what is, and even for what has been, as that shall be no longer. Take a stand, he keeps saying.
Take a stand for your life.
Take a stand for your beliefs, is what he just said.
Vote for your life, take a stand for your beliefs. That's the motto.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Was that it? Was there one more? Or was that all of it? I can't remember. I mean, I think that kind of summed it up.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay. There's a few more questions. We still good?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Where are we? Okay. So it looks like, okay. We asked that one. Sorry. Okay. So in terms of, this change, like, I guess right now it's Roe versus Wade, but you know, maybe other changes that might come, how will this impact our standing with the rest of the world or in the rest of the world?
There is concern there about a nation falling into madness, is what I heard, about a decline. They question the will of leadership. Harmful actions is what I just heard.
Yep.
They question what it is that they are seeking. That the people do not agree with their message. Decline is what I keep hearing.
Decline?
Decline. It will no longer be looked at as the land of the free.
Nope.
But the imprisoned. As we imprison ourselves, is what I just heard. Or they imprison the people to do their bidding. I just kept hearing, not the same. Like, we're not going to be seen as the same as a superpower.
I think the decline started when Trump was president.
Yeah.
But no, it makes sense. And it's not like it's a mystery that this all of a sudden happened. It's been in the works for years and nobody did a damn thing. But okay, anything else? Or next question?
Hold on. I feel like he's trying to show me something, but it's not clear. I don't know. Go ahead. Sorry, I can't understand it. So go ahead.
Stop speaking angelic tongues. Okay, the next question is, so then over like the next, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years, what will life be like in the U.S. under this new change?
Hard for some people. Hard for those who need help. Um, You know, it's interesting because I just heard this, and I'm just going to say, hard for those who are disabled. I heard that.
Huh. How so? Mm-hmm. Like, this, if someone who's disabled gets pregnant, it's even worse for them?
Let's see.
Or will they just have less resources because everyone's focused on other stuff now, or like what?
It's interesting because, I don't know, I just heard the words spread thin. I don't know. I heard that people are spread thin right now. And it's affecting all sorts of communities, is what he said.
Yeah.
It may not look like it, he said. It's just because it hasn't been highlighted yet, is what he just said. But it will be. Those who need more assistance than others. He said they will need assistance.
Because there's so many causes right now that it's like everything's starting to blow up. That makes sense. Now that I think about it more.
He said people are strained. People are very much so on the brink, is what he said. At their breaking points. It will culminate into an issue. That's what he said.
It's a nice way of putting it.
It really is. It's like he's showing me on the side too. It really breaks my heart to be watching like these families that are already struggling and they need, because of inflation, let's say that he's just showing me as an example, there's a family with disabled children who needs like extra medication or extra support for whatever.
Things are
costing there. It's so much more expensive right now. It is hurting really bad.
Well, in terms of medication, will Mark Cuban's new pharmacy stuff he's doing help? Like affordable costs for medical or drugs? I think that's what he's doing, right? Something like that.
He is. Let me ask.
Wait, am I getting it right?
He said yes. It will benefit some people, but overall, it will not change the system.
True.
As is what he just said. People are having to make a difficult choice right now between needs and wants. Difficult medically too, he just said.
Scary. That's very scary.
It is very scary. This shit's bleak. I said that. This is bleak. I'm just sitting here like watching it. Like I can't watch it. It's so upsetting. Like, oh, it's just, how can you not be pissed right now? You know?
Yeah. Very much so. But, okay, do you want me to just go to the next question?
Sure.
Okay, let's see. I think we already asked about that one. Okay, so I think we're slightly shifting away from that question, from what it looks like. But I'll ask. Okay, I'll just ask the next one. Actually, no, I will ask this other one. Sorry, I'm going back and forth. So other than the LGBT rights and gay marriage and interracial marriage, are there any other laws that they will try to change that will impact a lot of people?
I just heard, okay, and I see it. Aaron, like book banning, bans on literature. I see it.
How are they going to do that? Oh, you mean like certain types?
Yes, certain books in schools. I see like book burning. Like I can really see this clearly. Yes, this will be the next one that they try in certain places. The government seeks to control what you learn, what they teach their children. They are biased. They want a something view. I can't pick up the word. They want to create a lens through which to see the world, through which to live your life in the United States. It is a limited view. There is a perception that they hold about what should be learned and what should be given to people.
Oh, of course.
This is the next thing.
And that yes. obviously will not do well.
You know what he's, do you remember ever, I don't know if you ever did, you probably didn't. There's these books a long time ago, I think 1950s, it could be 40s, where it's like Jane and something. Oh, Jane and someone, I can't remember. You need to look this crap up. Jane and someone, like, see Jane run. See Jane and so-and-so. And there are these two, it's like blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids, and it's all about Jane and someone. That's what he's showing me. It's those types of books that they want kids to read.
The basic ones that don't really expand their minds.
Exactly. Tell a very specific story, a very specific narrative is what he just said.
I don't think, yeah, that's, yeah. Okay. Anything else? Any other laws they're going to try and do?
No, I don't see or hear anything, but there is something and I can't pick it up because I see the police. It has something to do with the police, but I don't know what it is.
Police reform?
Well, not yet. I'll put it like that. Not yet.
The laugh. Okay.
Yeah. Although there should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we may be going, well, this one might be a little bit more of a fun question. Stepping away from the government shit. So the next question is, what are the new types of spirits being born here in the world? Because we currently have indigo children, rainbow children, crystal children. What's next?
Okay. I don't know. I'm just going to say it. I'm like, am I hearing this shit correctly? Okay, wait, hold on. Oh, no. Say it again.
you lost it in all that, huh?
I almost don't want to tell you because it sounds so crazy.
Well, just say it. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're not, then...
Okay, but I'm asking for clarity. I'm like, did I really just hear this? Because that would, I feel like this falls under one of the other categories. Say again.
They're time-traveling children, aren't they?
No.
Just kidding. Like the time traveler's wife.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you what I heard. I heard they're called amethyst children. Not even going to lie. The amethysts. I keep hearing it. Isn't that weird? And I was like, aren't those crystal children? I'm sitting here arguing. And I can tell you, Aaron, I can see all this purple light. It's like pew, pew, pew. Like all this like purple light coming at me. And he just said amethyst. Amethyst. Okay. I'm just going to throw that out there. The amethyst kids. I don't know who these people are. Where they
What are their abilities? What is so special about the amethyst children?
They are what? He did say, number one, they come from other places. So they're not all coming. They're not all sourced from the same place. Oh, that's weird. I'm just going to say that too. They are programmed differently. Unlike what you have ever seen. I just heard that. What? What do you mean? Why can't I be an amethyst? Why can't Aaron be an amethyst? Why did we get stuck with indigo? That's so 1980s.
Maybe you'll have an amethyst child.
No. Stop.
Edit this part out.
Yes. Let me see. Okay, I'm just going to tell you. I don't know if I want to put this all in the air, but he said they can communicate easily with off-planet beings.
That makes sense if they come from other places.
it's interesting because he's showing me a telescope that's looking out into this, into space, outer space. He's showing me that. Let me see if he'll say anything else. He said their consciousness is different. They are splendid beings, divine beings, is all I'm getting. With a different mission. Harmony. Harmony of the ages is what I got.
So are they the ones that are going to come and actually have like massive change in the world or something?
They will come later, is actually what he just said. He said they will come later. Once things have changed, once we pave the way. Oh, so we got to do all the hard work? Shit, we have to do all the hard work, Aaron.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on, let me see what else he says.
They're like, we're not earthlings. We don't have to do, we shouldn't have to do all that.
Yeah. They come once things are ready for them. Once we have driven out hate, is what he said. Then they will prepare the way for a new life, or did you say new world? A new place. For a place of love. That is their mission, is what I just got. I heard this all, Aaron. That's pretty interesting. Amethyst kids. That's interesting. I would never have guessed.
So they're all going to like come
out. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just like, okay, what? So what is Aaron? Was he rainbow, crystal, indigo, failure? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, kidding. Nope, this one was just a random guy we decided to throw in here.
Okay, hold on. Oh, they said you were a crystal child, Aaron.
What? That's a lie.
He said that's his beingness, crystal. Fundamentally, I just heard.
I have to look more into these crystal children.
Let me ask, what was I? Hold on, was I crystal, indigo, nothing? Hold on. He said I'm indigo. Yeah, that's not exciting. I'm kidding. He said I'm indigo. That's interesting. Okay. I don't know. What are your other questions? You got to ask me.
Okay, let me see. We had, where did it go? Okay, so the next question on our list is how, I'm like, how did we word this? So we literally we typed out, how do we go into a different dimension?
I know. Sorry, I was shorthanding while you were asking, while you were speaking. I was like, we'll figure out what this means.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So I think we meant, was it a different dimension? I think we actually were meaning like, how do we go into maybe timeline, or I don't know, the reality is better, like a reality where, you know, things are not shitty, you know, where they don't have all this control. How do we shift the world into a better future, essentially, is, you know, creating the, you know how they say, create the reality you want. How do we do that at a larger spectrum? Does that make sense?
Do you mean on a global scale?
Well, I'm thinking more national. Let's think a little smaller.
First, I'm just going to tell you what he says. He said, number one, every being must play their part. Everyone has a role. And everyone must commit to that. Meaning what? Let me ask. Meaning, each person will be challenged. Each person is asked to, I guess, play. Is that what you said? Play your part? Is asked to cooperate. This is not an easy thing, for your task is great. But this is why you are all here, to bring forth change. That is your mission, believe it or not. Even if you doubt that, he's saying to you, Aaron, you will all be a part of this. A great healing. But we must all work towards truth. And that means challenge, heartache, surrender, and love and compassion is what he said. That is why you are here, to bring this about. Otherwise, you would not be. Hold on, let me ask him about something else. You ask for a better, you ask for peace. You ask for peace. Mm-hmm. You must give that, extol peace for other people to experience it. To have peace, be peaceful. There will be things here that are hard or harmful, is what he said, where it will be difficult to remain peaceful, even in your own heart. You must decide for yourself what it is you are willing to give at any moment. And that is your divine truth. What you give, you are. Oh, he wants to talk about something else. I'm not going to, I'll talk to you after this. He wants to talk about you. I'm going to talk about that later.
Okay.
He was saying, he's telling me about you in another world. It's weird. He's just going off. I was like, wait a minute, stop.
We're like, this isn't all about me.
He was telling me about you in another world, how you were. It's interesting. Okay. Sorry. Let's stop there.
Okay. Okay. And then, well, we actually only had one more question, I guess. Actually, so in terms of the Ukraine, like what lies ahead for their future, considering the shit going on?
First, I heard fantastic change.
I hope.
Hold on, say again. About Ukraine. There will be some decisions made soon. About what? About this land. Many people, or many leaders, sorry, will be involved in the decision-making process. Many understand what this will come to mean for them. And I don't want to say this because I don't know if I heard this correctly, Aaron. I could be really wrong here. I swear I just heard admitted to the EU. I swear to God I heard that. I could be wrong. I'm afraid to publish that.
Wait, they're going to be part of the EU?
I heard admitted to the EU. I don't know if I'm publishing this, but I heard that. So I'm just telling you.
Okay, well, we got it recorded.
I mean, yeah.
First here, folks.
No. It is funny because I see Putin on one side and I see a bunch of leaders on the other side. And then there's the land in between them.
So then what's like the outcome of Russia? Like, once this is all settled and done, what will happen? And however many years that takes.
They will be grieved, is the first thing I heard. They will be grieved about the pain that they've suffered. They will come to understand the falsehoods that they have been told. Putin will ask for allies. That's interesting. Putin will ask for allies. I just heard that from other places, from other nations. He will not be willing to leave.
Will he be forced?
He won't be forced in the direct way. It will be indirect. We will put pressure on him. And it will be a burden financially. Sanctions is what I just heard.
Haven't we done that enough?
sanctions from other places, not just us. They will be debilitating. To the point where the people will rise. That's what I got.
That's crazy. Sorry, I started getting like images in my head.
The people must learn that they have been deceived, is what I just heard.
The people don't really know what's going on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Bastards, man.
They must commit themselves towards truth, towards seeing what it is, what it really is, and what it has been, and the detriment that this has caused. That's what I got.
Interesting.
I don't know. We'll have to look up about EU status and stuff like that. I don't know why, but I heard that, Aaron, and I didn't even ask. That would change everything.
That's crazy.
Like that would really change so much. It would be unbelievably great. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Oof. Okay, that was all the questions we had.